Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of January, recording at 6:58 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets are mostly steady in here today. Let's see, Hang Seng Index had been down in Asia, but the majority in India was down a little bit, but and so was Thailand, with more gaffes, or gaffes in my view, coming from the military government. But Japan was quite firm, and interestingly, although still in a consolidation phase, interestingly, the banks index has broken up out of a little trading range. I think Owen's covering that one in today's interesting charts, but worth a look. Okay, in government bonds, very flat in here, slightly easier in Europe, flat in the US. And in terms of the US dollar, it's a little bit stronger in here again today. So still no break in this dollar rally, although it has lost some momentum in a region where I would expect it to encounter some resistance fairly soon. But it requires a downward dynamic, as I mentioned before. In precious metals, and well, I should pick up oil first, because this has been the main feature here today. And oil broke downwards through that psychological $55 level, got as low as $53.88, that's the NYMEX sweet crude, but then rallied back above $56. And is currently trading 55.75 as I speak. So currently sitting on a small downside failure there. More on that in a moment. And precious metals, which were drifting a little up, a little down, firmed considerably as the oil price rallied, and there's a linkage there that I will refer to again. That's the main story, a little bit of additional weakness in the grain and bean complex. Okay, so global stock markets. Well, I don't see any reason why we should get a bear market here anytime soon, although a lot of people are actually worrying about it. Yes, some stock markets have moved up too high, have become too high or overextended in the short term, and are therefore subject to reactions and consolidations, possibly even maybe medium-term consolidations. And yes, I've said that there is quite a possibility that a number of stock markets will see somewhat bigger reactions than they saw in the month of December, where they had a little bit more of a pullback and ranging than we saw in October and November for most stock markets. But the main warning signals that I continue to focus on, government bond yields, they have been edging higher, but this is not a crisis yet. If anything, it's a tailwind at this stage for equities, with money coming out of bonds and into stocks. The oil price, there's certainly nothing bearish about that except for oil producers. And that is also quite reasonable for the global economy, as I've said before, helps the soft landing and will maintain the synchronized period of global economic expansion. It'll also keep some of the worst inflation concerns under wraps for a while longer. And obviously the dollar is not collapsing at the moment. So again, I don't see any reason why we should get a bear market in what remains a seasonally bullish period overall, and valuations are not so strung out that I think we should see any great problem in here. Now, also I could say on the inflation scare side that a correction in most commodities will help to delay or defray inflationary expectations. So this remains a favorable period, I think, for stock markets, but expect the reactions, a little bit more volatility, and but within what are primarily overall upward trends. And where we get a clear exception from that, such as we did today with Venezuela, which Owen is also talking about in the chart review. It will usually be related to bad governance decisions, ditto Thailand, although I think what's happening in Venezuela is a whole lot worse than what's happening in Thailand. Now, as far as favored markets over the medium term, I think that China will definitely needs the consolidation here, but I suspect it's going to be a hot sector, and I've said that all along in this 2007 build up to the and in the build up to the August Olympics in 2008. China will want to have a top performing stock market, and it's capable of helping to engineer that. Among the developed country markets, Japan, I think, is definitely going to see a re-rating, bullish re-rating here this year. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Taiwan do that as well as a China play. And we'll be doing more on these markets in the very near future. At the moment, both are experiencing consolidations after a pretty good December performance. And government bonds, well, I don't want to buy them. I don't accept the Bill Gross view. My view is much more in line with Byron Vines, or Wine, however he pronounces it. And I posted those reports, I think Byron's yesterday, and the PIMCO report with Bill Gross's bullish points. I posted that late last week. Now, U.S. dollar, I think the reassessment that's taking place is one in which people are moving away from the Bill Gross view, where he's forecasting 4 quarter-point cuts or 100 points off the federal funds rate in 2007, and people are saying, oh, wait a minute, rates are going to stay on hold, and that's leading to some dollar short covering, as we have seen. And I think that the people who are saying that, no, we're not going to get any rate cuts anytime soon, are by and large likely to be right. So I expect further ranging with the U.S. dollar, which of course remains a big influence on precious metals. So does the oil price, and certainly if the bears are right on oil and it sustains a break below $55, remember I've kept referring to this $55 level, I think really we've seen a big shakeout, big medium-term correction in oil. I felt that we were in a support-building process, and while that contention, that hypothesis is being challenged by the actions that we have seen, until or unless we get a sustained push below this $55 level, in other words, it's got to break down beneath it and stay below it for at least a few days, I'm not going to join the yes, oil is definitely going lower crowd. And I think I also maintain that even if oil does sustain a break below that $55, that it isn't going to go down as much as the bears expect. Markets never do, because people just extrapolate trends. And I also maintain that the next significant move will be on the upside. And one very good reason for that is the synchronized global economic recovery in a period of economic expansion. Now, as far as the precious metals are concerned and the industrial commodities, again, we're getting, or we have seen quite a bit of selling pressure there recently. There is a risk, and I've got a report that's on this subject today from Citigroup, but there is a risk that the people who piled into commodity funds come piling out again in the short term, and that causes an exaggerated move on the downside. But I think the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme is going to be with us for at least another couple of decades, as you know. In terms of precious metals, oil, again, is an influence. The dollar is an influence. But when inflation expectations are an influence, And those are perhaps coming down a little bit in the short term. So this is keeping these precious metals on the defensive. Again, I'll repeat that point about look at gold and other currencies. We will see when we start to see breaks above some of those resistance levels that I was talking about late last month, then we will know that the next upward leg in gold and other precious metals is underway. And that hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, I maintain that we're in a support building phase. But certainly the volatility has increased in these commodities, and I think we'll also see that in stock markets as well. And that's pretty much it. So lively day in here today, and I look forward to more drama tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.